From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama outlines a plan for closing the military detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
Keep in mind, this process involves extensive and careful coordination across our federal government to ensure that our national security interests are met when an individual is transferred to another country.
Mr. Obama asked Congress to be on what he called the right side of history, but Republicans have already criticized the proposal. A senior administration official said closing the prison is a national security priority. He says the facility has inspired jihadists and has served as a recruiting tool for terrorists. Some U.S. lawmakers are expressing skepticism about Russia's commitment to a new ceasefire plan for Syria. In a Tuesday hearing on the State Department's proposed budget, lawmakers sought assurances from Secretary of State John Kerry that Russia would curb its bombing campaign over Syria. Kerry responded that the administration is devising an alternative plan should several of the parties fail to abide by the ceasefire. Senate Foreign Relations Committee members pressed Kerry on a number of issues, including the normalization of ties with Cuba and the implementation of the Iran nuclear agreement. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza has agreed to begin talks with the opposition to bring an end to a nearly year-long political crisis. Mr. Ban announced the breakthrough Tuesday after meeting with Mr. Nkurunziza, opposition leaders, and civil society groups in Bujumbura. The UN chief said that all sides have promised to engage in what he called inclusive dialogue. Ban said Tuesday that Burundi's president had promised to release 2,000 people detained during months of unrest. This is VOA News.